Hey, freelancers, how's everybody doing today? So today's question, since it's the start of the week, is I thought was appropriate. What do I do first thing Monday morning? Now, this is something that I'm in a number of different business communities, and this was asked as a general question, and the thread just went on and on and on, and the tips were absolutely amazing, actually. I'm going to be trying some of them, to be honest with you. And I'll be happy to share those things. So since I've already planned out my week Sunday, I always know what I'm working on Monday morning. I mean, this is critical for me since I feel like if I don't do my Sunday review, I'm a bit lost, right? I feel behind on the week because my review Sunday is really an hour worth of time. So I feel like if I don't do that review Sunday and I wait until Monday morning to do it, then I'm already behind. Most Mondays I wake up, grab a cup of coffee and head into the home office. I then take 5 minutes or so to really clean up my desk. My desk just gets messy. It's inevitable. But I can't work while there's mess or clutter. It's just how I am. Right? After that, I get down to it, right? And work on that very first thing that I set out to do when I planned my week on Sunday. This rarely is client work, to be honest with you. It's usually something that I spend 30 minutes or an hour working on my business, moving the needle so that I can start my week off on the right foot. Now, I suggest if you aren't performing a weekly review on Friday or over the weekend even, I suggest that you start doing so. It's really something simple. It's something that I've been doing for a number of years. And the 10 things that I would like to... sorry about that. Phone just went off, obviously. it's something simple. Right. And it's something, you know, I'd like to be able to share with you the 10 or so tips that I do for my weekly review. Number one is I look at and reflect on what I accomplished last week. Number two, I look at any notes that I took during the week and file them accordingly, whether that's on a call or something that I want to do with my business. Number three, I empty out my email inbox, right? Number four is I look at the upcoming week for meetings and calls and other things that are really time specific. This includes personal time as well. So yes, TJ gets gymboree time blocked off from me. Number five is I write down all the events for the week in my planner. I use the Ink and Vault planner. It's great because it breaks up every single day for the week into three segments, morning, afternoon, and night. It really makes things nice and simple. My wife uses this planner to look at what my week looks like so she can plan her week too and make sure that we're not colliding in on things. Number six, then I go back over each day and I start filling in the segments with the tasks and things that I want to get done during that time. Number seven is I adjust my Calendly appointment scheduler accordingly, right? Most of the time, I don't really have to change that at all, but you know, there are cases where I have to do that. Number eight is I start looking at the tasks that I need to do and assign them energy levels, high, normal, and low. High is like things like development work. Low is things like sending an email. Number nine is jot down my goals for the week. Three things that I need to accomplish for this week to be successful for me. And then finally, number 10 is really just close up shop for the review. Do not do any more work today, right? That for me is something that I need to, you know, that I always have to remind myself to do because once you start working, it's hard for us to shut down, right? So that's really it. Monday morning is critical for me to know that my week gets off to a good start and that I don't get derailed from accomplishing what I want to do for the week. So I hope this was helpful. And until next time, it's your time to live in the feast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.